And it's Pāke Waha. Kia ora anō. Lisa Tumai chairs Ngāi Tahu. We're talking today about how they are faring too. While most of the cases, as we know, are here in the North Island, particularly in Tāmaki Makaurau, there have been warning shots across the bows too for the people of Ōtautahi. Lisa, thank you for joining us on today's program. Tēnā koe.
Oh, morena, kia ora.
Good to talk to you again, Lisa. Thank you. The situation, I mean, you're coming out of level four, which will be welcomed, no doubt. You haven't been exposed to this Delta variant in the ways that people of the north have. But even so, there must be some nervousness and anxiety and some adjusted practices in Christchurch and in Te Waipounamu. What would you say of this latest situation under lockdown levels, Lisa?
Yeah, I think generally a lot of whānau are starting to adapt to this way of living, right? But we still have pockets where that anxiety is really high, where that impact has now started to kick in, particularly this week. So we're starting to see more of our whānau reaching out for supports as they're being impacted. So I think hopefully with the move down this way to level three, that might start to alleviate some of that. But we've got to be ever so vigilant. You know, I think the speed at which it's moved in the north there is just a reminder to us all how crazy it can turn very quickly.
Tribally, have you been asked to assist? I speak regularly with Helen Lay from Te Putahitanga o Te Waipounamu. She was saying that food insecurity is a major issue. And so we're hoping that our whānau water agencies are able to assist. But have there been any demands on Ngāi Tahu, the Wairi Ngāi Tahu whānau, or the organisation that you represent, Lisa, to assist? And if so, in what ways?
Yeah, look, there's a large range of Ngāi Tahu-affiliated support services throughout our takiwā for those of our whānau that are struggling through this. And we encourage them to visit our COVID-19 page on the Ngāi Tahu website. So that gives a really good directory of services across the Ngāi Tahu takiwā and supports whānau can reach out for. Our papatipurunanga, our marae, they kick in as usual, as marae have all over Aotearoa, you know, getting food parcels and care packages out to our whānau, ensuring that our kaumātua have got their grocery runs being done, their medical supplies being picked up. So our marae across our Ngāi Tahu takiwā are well attuned to doing this stuff now, coming through, you know, not only earthquakes and floods, but now this COVID pandemic. So we kick in really quickly. And as we're seeing across Aotearoa, different marae are running vaccination clinics. And I think for whānau, you know, now that we're in level four, it's a different type of operation in the clinic, but the clinics are still running. And it's a different experience for our people. You know, it's more relaxing. They can come in, get a whole lot of information, have a chin wag, get some kai, and go in for their jab. And so it is concerning that the numbers of Māori who have been fully vaccinated are still low. So we have a lot of work to still do.
How should we do that? Because that corridor is applicable right across the country. I think even here in Tāmaki, we're looking at rates of about 34%. And quite obviously, we need to get them much higher if we're going to protect our people. And sadly, you know, many suggestions that this is going to be something we have to learn to live with. So vaccinations are going to be important. What are you contributing to the push as an iwi to get more of our people vaccinated? Or have you been asked for your assistance in this regard?
Yeah, no, so we've got regular comms that go out through the week. And we're really going to need to ramp that up because what we're finding is those pockets of whānau who have a fear of being vaccinated or who are, you know, outright declining to be vaccinated, and really that's because they're not getting well informed and they're reading way too much on social media. So we've just been discussing over the weekend at a senior level in the iwi how we ramp up our communications, not just to our own people but to Māori across Te Waipounamu, to encourage them to have their vaccinations and ensure that they're receiving, you know, the right information and in a way that's legible to them as well, that's understandable. So, you know, with the support of the Ministry of Health, we're rolling out these COVID vaccine navigators, COVID Māori champions. And so these are whānau, these are people who our whānau know, faces that are familiar, and they'll go out and they'll work with our whānau to ensure they've got the information that they need, guide them on their vaccine life cycle. And, you know, it is down to that level that we're going to have to go to with some of the harder to reach whānau.
Well, back in the day when we grew up, hey, Lisa, we didn't have social media, so you couldn't get all this contrary or contrasting, you know, corridor that our young people have been exposed to on social media. And some of it, you know, obviously is hitting them because they're turning their backs on the vax kaupapa. Also, I guess perhaps we need to, as a people, think of incentivising people getting vaccinated. I don't know if you've had any discussions of that type in Ngāi Tahu, but to counteract some of that messaging, maybe you know, a little bit of a carrot could be used. You know, we'll punch some dough into your bank account if you make sure to go and get vaxxed. I don't know. These sorts of things, we have to think outside the box, yeah, a little bit, don't we?
Oh, I don't know. Look, I've got a whānau member who I had a quite a lengthy conversation with on the weekend and who is refusing to vaccinate because of some of those conspiracy theories. And my bottom line was, well, you know, we've got a dad that's in dementia care and you may not be able to visit him anymore. You know, is that's where we're heading towards. Those of our vulnerable elderly, kaumātua, kuia, you know, that are vulnerable, you're a risk to them. So is it down to the situation where you can't actually visit people? You know, she's got mokopuna due soon. Her daughter might take a hard line that actually you need to get vaccinated before you come near your mokopuna. You know, we're going to come down to those kind of fundamental principle decision-making around this. And it's an interesting time. You know, my grandfather, my poa, he died of the big influenza wave that came through Arahura Pā. And he, you know, he left a family of 16 young children. He was a young man himself when he died of influenza. His two eldest sons also died of influenza. So it's quite a well-known story in our pā of the impact that it had on our people. But I think those stories are kind of not told as much as what we need them to be.
It has the potential to split whānau. I've used the description of the 81 tour, you know, where some were pro-tour and some were anti. And, you know, the rifts that standoff resulted in lasted a long time in many whānau, and perhaps some relationships were never quite mended as a result. And this situation, sadly, has the potential to put a wedge in between whānau and relationships that we treasure, Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm hoping that with our COVID support teams, they'll be able to walk our whānau through these things without any, you know, hopefully work with them where they're not impeded by outside noise, and share with them some good information. You know, we've got wonderful clinics that are being run across the takiwā, and it's just how we guide our whānau through those. And not just our Ngāi Tahu whānau, but other Māori, Pacific whānau, other vulnerable whānau that are living within our communities.
Thanks for sharing some thoughts. I wish you all the best down in Ōtautahi and looking after the wider interests of our people in Ngāi Tahu. Just as we say farewell, COVID's hit business huge. You're running the show for Ngāi Tahu. How challenging has it been, you know, to sort of steer this ship through turbulent waters?
Yeah, look, all our staff are still working from home, and even as we head into level 3, we'll make some further assessments through the week as to what movements we make. A small number of our teams are, you know, classed as essential workers, so seafood, honey, Tahu FM, of course, getting our comms out. So They're plodding on through, and we regularly check in with our teams to see how they're holding up. We fared fairly well through the last year and a half of COVID. I'm not sure yet what the impact of this current lockdown has had on us, but I think, you know, we're diversified and big enough to ride some of the waves.
Thanks for sharing some thoughts, Lisa. All the best to you. Until next time, yeah. Ngā mihi nui ki a koe.
Ai. Ai. Take care. Ai.
Lisa, tūmahai. Cheers. Ngai. Tahu.